哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹及我们的好朋友，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, peace be with you all.
我们晚上，马太福音26章第六节一直到13节这一段来作为查考的内容。
And tonight I would like to use Matthew chapter 6, chapter 23, verse 6 to
6节到13节
6-13 for mutual encouragement.
在谈一件美事。
And here it talks about a good work.
我们先来看这段经文。
Let's look at this passage.
我们请翻开马太福音26章第六节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 6.
一直看到十三节。
Through verse 13.
26章第六节。
26 verse 6。
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，第七节。
7。
有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候，浇在他的头上。第八节。
8。
门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：“何用这样的枉费呢？”九节。
9.
这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。第十节。
10.
耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。”第十一节。
11.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。第十二节。
12.
他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。十三节。
13.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。神爱世人，
God loves humans，
是无条件的，
is unconditional，
因为神是我们的父，
because God is our father，
我们是他的儿女，
we are his children，
他是天地的主宰。
He's the master of heaven and earth.
创造宇宙万物。
He's the creator of the universe.
我们跟他是父子的关系。
And our relationship to God is like a father and a son.
但是人对神的回馈。
But what we return back to God?
需要有一些的体验，所谓的感受。
Require some experience and some feelings.
因为神看不到。
Because God is invisible.
但是这个宇宙万物又是他所创造的。
But this universe is created by him.
后来神道成肉身来到这个世界上。
When God became man and came to this earth.
很多人跟他接触之后。
After many people have encountered him.
认识耶稣是天上的神。
They come to know that Jesus is the God in heaven.
也领受从主耶稣那边来的恩典福分。
They also receive blessings and grace from Jesus Christ.
就像我们刚才所念的这段经文一样。
Just like what the passage we had just read.
有一个没有名字的女人。
This unnamed woman.
为什么要对耶稣这么好？
Why is she so good to Jesus?
她对耶稣这么好。
She was this good to Jesus.
主耶稣也蛮欣赏她的。
And Jesus appreciated.
说她这个女人在她身上做的是一件美事。
He said that this woman has done good work for me.
当我看到这里的时候。
When I read this passage.
我很自然的有一些反应。
I naturally had some response.
我们今天所有信耶稣的人。
Today, all of our believers, all of us believers.
就是认识耶稣的。
All of us who knows Jesus Christ,
一定都为主耶稣有相当的付出。
We all gave something to Jesus.
可是我们从来没有听过主耶稣跟我们说，你做的是一件美事。
But we had never heard from Jesus that we have done good work.
那这个女人只做了一件。
But this woman, she only did one thing.
那主耶稣就说，你是做了一件美事。
But Jesus told her that you had done good work.
那我们做了很多的事。
We might have done much.
那是不是美事呢？
Are they all good works?
人需要比较嘛。
Sometimes we need to compare.
但是在比较当中要有真理呈现。
But as we compare, it must reveal the truth.
不然比较就没有意义，没有价值的。
Or else this comparison is meaningless.
所以我们根据这段经文做一个思考。
So let's think about this passage.
到底这个女人做的这件事情为什么是美事？
Why is the work done by this woman a good work?
也就是说美在哪里？
Why is it so good?
同样做圣工。
We all do holy work.
同样为主耶稣付出。
And we all sacrifice to Jesus.
要怎么做才可以得到主耶稣的喜悦？
How can we do it so that we can please Jesus Christ?
第一。
Number one.
在第六节跟第七节有这么记载。
Verse 6 and 7 records.
说这个女人知道耶稣现在人在哪里。
This woman knew where Jesus was.
在做什么事。
She knew what Jesus was doing.
原来是在西门的家里，在那边坐席。
She knew that Jesus was being a guest at the house of Simon.
犹太人吃饭坐席的时候。
When the Jews they have a feast and when they eat.
是侧躺，侧卧。
They lie on their side.
这是他们的吃饭的一个动作。
And this is just how they eat usually.
那这个女人知道她人在哪里，而且现在在做什么事。
So this woman knew what Jesus was doing and where he was.
所以圣经说，她趁耶稣在坐席的时候，就将这个香膏浇在他的头上。
So the Bible records that this woman poured alabaster oil onto his head.
找机会为耶稣付出。
So she was seeking for opportunity to offer to Christ.
所以机会是很重要的。
So opportunity is very important.
所以之所以是美事。
It is a good work.
她有用心在找机会坐在主耶稣身上。
Because she really looked for opportunity to perform this work on Jesus.
一直想为主耶稣做些什么事。
And she was always looking out for opportunity to do something for Jesus.
这个就是美事啊。
This is a good work.
有些人为教会做事。
Some people they work for church.
是说我想要做什么。
They will say I want to do this.
可是我们知道主耶稣要我们做什么吗？
But do we know what Jesus wants us to do?
我们体会了主耶稣的需求吗？
Have we gone and seek out Jesus' needs?
是按照主耶稣的需求来做，还是按照我们的意思来做呢？
Do we do work according to what God requires of us, or we do it according to our own will?
美不美就在这里了。
This is what determines whether our work is good or not.
第二个的美。
The second point.
圣经说这一罐香膏是极贵的。
Bible says that this flax of oil is very expensive.
到底有多贵？
How expensive was it?
有人说大概是300天的工资啊。
Some people say that it's about 300 days of wages.
其实这个香膏贵不贵是个人的一个看法。
Whether this flask of fragrant oil was expensive or not is up to interpretation.
这个香膏对这个女人来讲真的是很贵。
But to this woman at least it was very expensive.
因为东西是需不需要的问题。
Because the cost of something is relative to how necessary it was.
这个麦克风现在就很重要了。
This, for example, this microphone is very important right now.
至少对我来讲现在是很重要。
At least to me right now, it is very important.
不然我在这边讲到要大声喊叫。
Or else I'll have to shout when I preach.
不然后面的人听不到。
Or else the people in the back cannot hear me.
这个香膏对这个女人来讲也是很重要的。
So this fragrant oil was really important to this woman.
这是她的需要。
This is her necessity.
她将她认为最宝贵、最需要的东西奉献给主耶稣。
She offered up what she thought was the most important and the most precious thing to Jesus.
美事就是美在这里。
This is why that was a good work.
主耶稣需要。
Jesus needed it.
我也需要。
I needed it.
但是我给主耶稣用。
But I offer it to Jesus instead.
这就是美在这里。
This is what make a work beautiful.
而且是很贵的。
Also, it was very costly.
这个就是美事。
That is a good work.
但是当她做了这件事情之后，
But after she performed this deed,
第三个美也跑出来了。
The third good comes out.
第八节就这么说了。
In verse 8.
门徒看到这个女人做了这件事情。
So the disciples saw she did this thing.
就是看到那个动作。
They saw her actions.
将香膏浇在耶稣头上。
They saw that she poured out the fragrant oil on Jesus' head.
现场的门徒的反应就不一样。
The disciples reacted differently.
圣经说门徒看见很不高兴。
The Bible says that the disciples were angry.
心里嘀咕的说为什么要这么枉费呢？
They thought to themselves why this waste?
因为他们都很清楚这个香膏是很贵的。
Because they knew that this fragrant oil was very expensive.
既然要用在主耶稣身上，不如把它卖掉。
Instead of pouring it on Jesus' head, she should have sold it.
可以得到很多钱，用这么多钱去救一些需要的人。
They could have sold it for much money, and they can give this money to the poor.
这么贵的东西放在一个人身上。
To put something this expensive on somebody.
太浪费了。
It's too much of a waste.
如果这么贵的东西可以变卖很多钱，然后去帮助需要帮助的人。
It would be better if we can sell this very expensive thing and to give the proceeds to people who need.
可以帮助很多人啊。
You can help many people with it.
哎，同样一个动作，一件事情。
The same one action, one thing.
你的看法跟我的看法就不一样。
Different people have different perspectives.
哎，那女人这么做的时候，当时的反应也是一样。
When the woman performed this deed, the reaction was the same.
这个女人认为全部就用在耶稣身上是最有价值的。
The woman felt that if she gave all of this to Jesus, this was the most valuable way to use it.
门徒认定不是这样啊，卖掉。
The disciples didn't agree with her. They thought that it would be better if they sold this oil.
可以做一些善事啊。
So they can go on and do charity work.
这也是主耶稣的啊，不是主耶稣工作的一个目标之一吗？
Because providing for the poor was one of the goals of Jesus' ministry.
今天我们在教会里面。
Today we're in church.
做了一些工作。
We do work.
我们称为圣工。
We call them holy work.
诶，可是当我们做的时候。
But when we do these.
会有些人会跳出来说不是这样做哦。
Oftentimes people will come out and say this is not the way it should have been done.
甚至会像老师一样跳出来说不对哦。
Sometimes they will act as teachers and tell you that this is wrong.
然后用老师的姿态告诉你说我教你。
They will put themselves in the position of a teacher and say I'll teach you how this is supposedly done.
这个香膏是这个女人的。
This fragrant oil belongs to this woman.
这个香膏如果是我的。
If today this fragrant oil is mine.
我要怎么用跟你有什么关系？
How I want to use it, you shouldn't have any say over it.
可是问题就是有问这些门徒就有意见了。
But the problem is the disciples, they have opinions about this.
当我们为耶稣付出的同时。
When we sacrifice and offer to God.
有人对我们所付出的方式有意见的时候。
When other people have opinions over how we serve God.
这个时候奉献的人的态度就很重要了。
At this time, the person making the sacrifice should have the right attitude.
你可以跟对方大声嚷嚷。
You can yell back at the person.
你也可以跟他讲说，那你看不惯，你自己再去拿一罐来卖啊。
You can also tell them that if you, this is not to your liking, perhaps you would like to donate a fragrant oil and sell that bottle instead.
因为我们发现这个女人没有说话嘞。
But we can see that this woman did not speak.
因为圣经没有记了哈。
At least the Bible didn't record her talking back.
那你就是美在这里。
This is why the work was good.
我们今天为主耶稣为教会工作。
Today when we work for Christ.
一定会有声音。
There will always be opinions.
人家对我们的做法会有意见。
There will always be people who have opinions about our work.
这个时候我们的态度就很重要了。
At that moment, our own attitude is very important.
你可以跟他对骂。
You can yell back at them.
你可以不理他。
You can ignore them.
哦，你可以保持沉默。
You can keep your silence.
什么方式都可以。
You can deal with it many ways.
但是最重要就是安静，没有声音。
But the most important thing is to keep quiet.
因为我们很清楚嘛。
Because we know.
我今天为什么要将我认为最宝贵的东西，然后用在耶稣身上？
Because we know why we are offering our most precious thing to Jesus today.
那是我跟主耶稣的关系啊。
This has to do with my relationship with God, with Jesus.
跟其他人没有关系啊。
It is irrelevant to it.
那既然跟其他人没有关系，那其他人讲话，那又跟我有什么关系？
If it's irrelevant to anyone else, why should I care about their opinions?
所以这个时候安静是最宝贵的。
So at this kind of times, silence is the most precious.
所以之所以美，就是美在这里。
This is why her work was good.
那这些门徒，难道这些门徒的意见是错了吗？
Could we say that the disciple have the wrong opinion?
哦，他们这个门徒是变了脸色了的。
The disciples were quite mad.
对，我奉献啊，他变脸色。
I made the sacrifice, but this other person was getting mad.
如果我们是处在那种情境当中，我们的反应是什么？
When we are under this kind of circumstance, what kind of reaction do we usually have?
而且对方讲的，对方提出来的一个意见。
When somebody else have a suggestion.
是没有错的哦。
When the opinion is not wrong.
香膏卖很多钱，然后去帮助一些需要帮助的人。
To sell this fragrant oil and to use the proceeds to help the poor.
门徒的建议没有错哦。
The suggestion of the disciples was correct.
所以主耶稣没有骂他啊。
So Jesus did not reprimand them.
主耶稣没有说你不要在那边乱讲好不好？
Jesus did not say that, don't speak such nonsense.
所以厉害就是厉害在这里。
What he's really good at is showing here.
我为教会做事。
I do something for the church.
别人有意见。
Other people have opinions.
而且那个意见是很好的意见。
And that opinion is actually really good.
有时候是乍听之下很好，是好意见。
Or at least, when you first hear it, it sounds really good.
可是两者做一个比较的时候，还是有分别的。
But when you compare the two, there's still a difference.
所以主耶稣就把它分别出来了。
So Jesus, distinguished between the two.
第十节就说了哈。
Verse 10 says.
十节跟十一节说的。
10 and 11.
他说，这个女人在我身上做的是一件美事。
He says this woman has done good work for me.
不要为难这个女人了。
Do not bother her.
因为常有穷人跟你们同在。
Because you always have the poor with you.
但是你们不常有我。
But you do not always have me.
马上做一个比较，要做分出来，分别出来的。
So he immediately point out the difference between the two opinions.
你们要行善吗？
So he said, he pretty much said that if you want to do good work,
24小时都可以行善。
You can do it 24 hours.
连做梦都可以行善。
Even if you're dreaming, you can do charity.
眼睛一张开就可以行善。
When you open your eyes, you can do charity work.
因为太多需要你去帮助他的人了。
There are too many people who are in need.
你做一辈子也是做不完啊。
You can spend your whole life and you still will not finish.
但是你要做在主耶稣最需要的时候。
But you have to do it when Jesus needs it most.
要奉献给耶稣。
To make sacrifice for Jesus.
这就要看时机咯。
That is, you have to find the right, opportunity.
所以主耶稣就把它分别出来。
So Jesus made this distinction.
这个就是美的地方。
This is where it's a good work.
做到是主耶稣替这个女人讲话。
It's to the point where Jesus spoke up for this woman.
女人都没有什么反应。
This woman stayed quiet.
但是主耶稣帮她说话。
But Jesus spoke up for her.
她真的是做了美事。
Because she really performed a good work.
她真的是为我做的。
Because this work was truly done for Jesus.
而且是预先为我做的。
It was done ahead of time for Jesus.
所以如果我们有参考马可福音14章第三节以后的记载。
If we look at Mark chapter 14 and on.
那一段是跟这一段是一样的。
It describes the same event.
但是两边这样一起看会比较清楚。
If you read both passages at the same time, it will be more clear.
主耶稣说这个女人是预先在我身上做了一些事情。
And Jesus said that this woman is preparing for me.
因为这个对犹太人来讲是很重要的一件事。
And this is a very important matter for Jews.
人离世了。
When someone passed away.
我们一般都知道是木乃伊嘛。
And we have heard of mummies.
他们就是要把它包成这个样子。
They pretty much wrap the dead body the same way.
就是要抹香膏。
They had to be coated in fragrant oil.
所以后来主耶稣离世了。
So when Jesus passed away,
被钉死在十字架上
when he was crucified,
然后人家把他包扎好了放在坟墓里面
when people wrapped him and put him in a tomb,
那第三天的时候
on the third day,
有一些妇人也是带了一些东西要去看耶稣
a couple of women, they also brought some things to go see Jesus.
很可惜找不到耶稣
but they could not find Jesus.
因为主耶稣已经从死里复活
Because Jesus had already resurrected.
主耶稣已经离开坟墓。
Jesus has left the tomb.
所以找不到啊。
So they couldn't find him.
这个时候想要做为耶稣付出，没机会了。
At that time when they want to offer to Jesus, they had already lost their opportunity.
同样做这件事情。
They were doing the same things.
时间点不对。
But when you didn't have the right timing.
没有机会了。
You will lose opportunity.
哦，所以什么叫做美事？
What is a good work?
那个时间点很重要。
When you do this work is very important.
所以主耶稣在这个时候就强调了。
So here Jesus emphasized.
他将香膏浇在我身上。
She poured this fragrant oil on me.
是为我为啊是为我安葬做的。
Is to prepare for my burial.
预先做在我身上。
To do it ahead of time to prepare me for my
burial. 这个就是美事啊。
This is a good work.
所以我们同样做圣工。
So when we do holy work,
这个要去思考。
We have to think about this.
不是喜欢来就来了。
It's not we do things when we feel like it.
有些人还很不高兴。
Some people are still displeased.
因为会计较啊。
Because they like to compare.
会比较啊。
They like to compare with others.
所以这个女人做的是一件美事。
So this woman did a good work.
第十三节要这么强调。
Verse 13 says.
主耶稣说，因为他做的是一些美事啊。
Jesus said that because her work it was a good work.
所以从今天开始。
So from today on.
你们往普天下传福音的时候。
When you preach the gospel to the whole world.
要述说这女人所做的。
You should tell.Everyone, what this woman has done.
就是她做了这件美事要述说。
That you should tell everyone the good work that she has done.
传福音跟女人做的这件事情有什么关联？
What does this work that the woman has done have to do with the gospel?
为什么主耶稣强调要这么做？
Why did Jesus tell them to retell the story?
因为这个女人感受到主耶稣给她的恩典。
Because this woman, she felt the grace that Jesus gave her.
领受主耶稣给她的爱。
She accepted the love of Jesus.
所以她要报答主耶稣的恩典。
So she wanted to return Jesus' grace.
所以将最好的奉献给耶稣。
So she offered up the best she had to Jesus Christ.
这个人因为遇到耶稣，生命得到改变。
This person, because she met Jesus, her life changed.
所以她会在耶稣身上做美事。
And because of that, she did this good work on Jesus.
这个就是福音的功能啊。
This is the function of the gospel.
福音要救一切相信的人。
Gospel will save those who believe.
所以当主耶稣说，当你们在传福音的时候。
So Jesus said that whenever you preach the gospel.
你要用女人做的这件事情来做见证。
You have to testify with the story of the woman.
因为这是生命的见证啊。
Because this is a testimony of life.
才可以去印证这个福音的重要性。
It testifies to the importance of the gospel.
印证这个福音的价值。
And to show the value of the gospel.
原来福音是可以帮助人的。
That gospel can truly help people.
是可以让人的生命改变的。
It can truly change a person's life.
是让人会更有价值的。
It gives more value to a person.
所以传福音要有生活见证。
So to preach the gospel, we must have life testimonies.
我们说这个福音是很好的。
We say that this gospel is good.
好在哪里？
Why is it good?
谁有尝过？
Who have tasted this goodness?
谁有体会到这个福音的好处？
So to have experience of the goodness of the gospel.
价值在哪里？
heard this the value lie.
因为大家都在所谓的传福音啊。
Everyone talks about preaching.
啊，到底好在哪里？
Why is the gospel so good?
所以这个女人所做的。
So what this woman had done.
可以做见证。
Can be a testimony.
哦，所以做见证跟传福音要结合。
So to preach the gospel must be accompanied by a testimony.
也就是说我们今天传福音。
That is to say that today when we preach.
不管是在会堂里面。
Doesn't matter whether it is in the chapel.
还是在我们的家。
Or in our house.
还是在我们朋友的家。
Or in our friend's house.
传福音。
To preach.
就是得救之道嘛。
To preach is to preach the way of salvation.
那我们要有生活见证啊。
And,In that, we have to have light testimonies.
也要有生命的见证啊。
And we have to have testimony of life.
让听的人能够体会到这个福音的价值。
So those who listen can feel the value of the gospel.
引导他们一起来享受这一份恩典。
So we can lead them to enjoy this blessing with us.
他领受之后。
When they experienced it.
会跟我们一样。
They will become like us.
也会跟这个女人一样。
They will also become like this woman.
因为找机会要报答主耶稣的恩典。
We'll look for an opportunity to return God's grace on us.
同样这样生活。
We live the same lives.
啊，我们为什么要来教会做事？
Why do we have to come to church and do holy work?
啊，只因为我们领受神主耶稣的恩典啊。
It's only because we experience grace from God.
我们为了要感谢主耶稣的恩典。
In order to give thanks to God.
这个就是福音的功效啊。
This is the function of the gospel.
所以传福音也要述说这个女人所做的。
So when they preach the gospel, they should tell the story of this woman.
因为福音感化了这个女人。
Because the gospel changed this woman.
最后一点。
The last point.
她说要做个纪念。
It says that it should be told as a memorial.
什么叫做纪念？
What is a memorial?
纪念就是效法。
Memory is something to learn from.
我们要效法这个女人呢。
We had to see this woman as an example.
她为什么被主耶稣被主耶稣称赞
？Why was she praised by Jesus?
因为她做美事。
Because she did a good work.
所以她是给我们一个很好的榜样。
So she set a very good example for us.
那我们如果效法她。
If we learn from her example,
一样啊，主耶稣也是认定我们是所做的都是美事啊。
Then Jesus will also call our works a good work.
所以从他身上我们发现一件事情。
So from her we can realize one thing.
我们为主耶稣做事。
When we do work for Jesus.
为教会付出。
When we offer to church.
或许坐在弟兄姊妹的身上。
Even though the work is performed on our brothers and sisters.
态度很重要。
The attitude is very important.
所以这个女人的态度就是正确的。
This woman had the right attitude.
同样在那个时间。
At that same time.
有人要害耶稣。
There were people who wanted to harm Jesus.
我们继续看马太福音二十六章。
Let's continue to look at Matthew chapter 26.
14节一直看到十六节。
Verse 14 through 16.
马太福音二十六章十四节看到十六节。
Matthew chapter 26:14-16.
当下十二个门徒里面有一个称为加略人犹大的去见祭司长说，十五节。
15.
说我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？他们就给了他三十块钱。十六节。
16.
从那时候他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。同样这个时间
At the same time,
这个女人为主耶稣付出
this woman, offered to Jesus.
但是这个犹大想要在主耶稣身上得到钱财
But Judas wanted to gain money through Jesus.
所以当下他都将主耶稣卖掉。
So he sold Jesus.
偷偷的把主耶稣卖掉。
He sold Jesus in secret.
因为这些人就是要找主耶稣算账。
Because these people wanted to cause harm on Jesus.
这里强调了祭司长。
Here I mentioned the chief priests.
就是犹太人的公会里面的人。
These are the people in the Jewish synagogue.
犹太人的公会就是当时犹太人的法庭，宗教法庭。
The Jews Sanhedrin, and this is their court.
那因为主耶稣做的跟他们不大一样。
Because what they what Jesus did was different from what they do.
他们对主耶稣很排斥。
So they really did not like Jesus.
想找主耶稣算账。
They wanted to cause harm to Jesus.
可是找不到了。
But they couldn't find Jesus.
哦，除非有人做假见证嘛。
Unless someone is willing to bear false testimony.
那犹大就是要做假见证的那一个人呐。
And Judas was the one that was prepared to give false testimony.
所以他要把主耶稣卖掉。
So he was wanted to sell Jesus.
所以十六节就说他从那个时候就找机会要把主耶稣卖掉。
So verse 16 says that from that time he saw opportunity to betray him.
同样是接近耶稣。
They both drew near Jesus.
有人是爱耶稣。
Some people drew near because they loved Jesus.
有人是出卖耶稣。
But some came to betray Jesus.
同样接近耶稣哦。
They both came near to Jesus.
就有两种反应。
There are two different reactions.
所以这个就是给我们一个思考。
So we should think about this.
我们今天信耶稣。
Today we believe in Jesus.
是因为体会主耶稣给我们的恩典。
It is because we experience the grace of God. 所以
我们都找机会要为耶稣付出。
That is why we look for opportunity to offer to Jesus.
但是在付出的同时。
But at the same time.
安静是很重要的。
Silence is very important.
态度是很重要的。
Attitude is very important.
不是一厢情愿说我要为主耶稣做什么事。
It shouldn't be a one-sided decision to do something.
主耶稣的需求是什么？
We have to see what Jesus actually needs.
我们体会了吗？
Have we experienced it?
所以彼得也曾经说要为主耶稣做一些事啊。
Peter also said that he wanted to do something for Jesus.
主耶稣说我将要去受害受死啊。
Jesus told him that I am about to go suffer and die.
彼得说那这样不要去了。
And Peter said, no, then don't go.
但是他被主耶稣骂。
But he was rebuked by Jesus.
替主耶稣想办法还被主耶稣责备。
To want to think of ways for Jesus, but then end up being rebuked.
主耶稣说你不体贴神的心意。
Jesus said that you do not understand God's will.
他想要为主耶稣想一些办法。
He wanted to find ways out for Jesus Christ.
提出一些意见。
To make some suggestions.
被主耶稣责备。
But he was rebuked by Jesus.
那不是很冤枉吗？
It feels like he was misunderstood.
所以不是说我想为主耶稣建议什么事就可以了。
So it is not that if we want to make suggestion, we can just make
it. 你这份的建议是合乎神的旨意吗？
Is your suggestion according to God's will?
还是你自己的想法？
Or is it just your own thoughts?
为主耶稣做工是情绪的吗？
Is your word for Jesus purely emotional?
还是平静安稳的？
Or did you approach it with calmness and...
所以我们发现说，一样在为教会、为主耶稣做工。
And we can see that for people that does work for church.
有人可以越侍奉越甘甜。
Some people, the longer they serve, the sweeter it was.
有些人是不能稍微有一些批评。
But some people cannot even take the slightest criticism.
差别很大。
There is a great difference.
这个就是美不美的问题。
This is whether the work is good or not.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
从这个女人的所作所为。
That from this woman's deeds.
我们要再一次的思考。
We should reflect.
我们怎么为主做工
？How we do work for God.
唱诗。
Sing him.
212首。
212.